Those fighting for the release of the Russian dissident Alexei Navalny are planning a demonstration later today on the Plan Palais, ahead of the arrival of the Russian President Vladimir Putin for his meeting with the US President Joe Biden. Navalny has been held in prison since returning to Russia from Germany after recovering from a suspected state-backed assassination attempt. Doctors treating him in Berlin confirmed he had been poisoned. Organisers of the demonstration say they were at first given permission to gather outside the UN on the Place de Nation, but that was later denied by authorities. One of the organisers, who wishes to remain anonymous, says that they've dealt with Geneva police before about protesting, and this was unusual.
So we are familiar with the process of requesting the permission, and we did so right away as soon as we heard about the summit. The first time we asked the authorities to actually do it on the day of the summit is the 16th. They said, no, 16 is out of question. You cannot do anything around UN buildings, UN area. So we said, okay, we're not proud people. We can take the 15 the night before because we still want to be by the UN. And they said, okay, fine. But they said, we will send you official confirmation later and it might be like very close to the date. And because we trusted them, we dealt with them several times in the past, we didn't get worried that we never had anything in writing. And in the meantime, we kept in touch with these people from the department because we wanted to clarify, can we bring some violins because some musicians wanted to come and do a little performance. There was a little bit of back and forth about that, and we clarified, is it still okay that we're doing the 15? Yeah, it's still okay. But all of this was on the phone. And then literally last Friday, 3 p.m., they contact us and they say, no, we never gave you permission to do by UN and it's out of question. You cannot do it. You have to do it at Plan Palais. So, of course, after a few arguments back and forth, we realized that it's either we take Plan Palais or it's nothing. And it's very, very disappointing because so many people are not on Facebook. So we cannot even, I cannot physically reach out to everyone who is now getting ready to go to Place de Nation.
Despite the disappointment of not being able to be at the Place de Nation, it is hoped the message will be heard by those with links to the Kremlin.
I'm pretty sure. A big team from Russia is coming to assist at this summit. And I do hope that our event will get a good press coverage. We really count on that. So even if some people say, yeah, Putin will never drive past your little demonstration and never see your messages, but we know it will get to the press. And that's our objective, to disseminate the message and to raise awareness among everybody, not only the Russian community, about the fact that an innocent person is in prison and the Kremlin is ignoring a ruling of the European Court of Human Rights, which in February demanded that Russia releases Navalny immediately. So it's a very serious situation. And yes, we're going to do everything that is in our power to keep reminding that there is no resolution to this very, very outrageous situation.
The demonstration will be held later today, starting at 6 p.m. on the Plan Palais in Geneva.